Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, distinguished panelists, ladies and gentlemen, my delegation aligns with the statements delivered on behalf of the G77 and China and the African group. As I weigh in with our national perspective into the critical debate, let me thank the panelists for their thought-provoking interventions and for laying the groundwork for the discussion. My delegation welcomes the UN Secretary General's declaration at COP28 in December 2023 to the effect that the mistakes of the past that have seen developing countries being relegated to being producers of basic raw materials should not be repeated. Indeed, commodity dependence has left many developing countries vulnerable and trapped in a vicious cycle of underdevelopment. We therefore support all international efforts aimed at structural economic transformation, and in that regard, welcome the setting up of a panel on critical energy transition minerals geared as it is towards sustainable, responsible, reliable, and just management of CETM value chains. Endowed with vast mineral wealth and the mining sector contributing 13% to the GDP in 2023, Zimbabwe ranks prominently among countries that have the potential to benefit from CETMs. Under the country's USD 12 billion mining strategy, gold, platinum, group metals, chrome, ferrochrome steel, diamonds, and lithium remain the anchor minerals in the mining sector and the country's vision of attaining an upper middle income status by 2030. Zimbabwe is seeking, therefore, to increase investment value through exploration, prospecting, and improving and modernizing infrastructure and mining operations, as well as promoting sustainable and responsible mining practices. The country is ranked among the top six producers of lithium ore and has been expanding its lithium mining operations over the years with plans to substantially boost its market share. In 2022, following widespread smuggling of lithium ores out of the country by small-scale miners, the government banned the export of unprocessed lithium ore. In 2023, the government promulgated Statutory Instrument 57 of 2023, Base Minerals Export Control, and beneficiated Base Mineral Ores Amendment Order 2023 Number 1, which states that no individual or entity having a right to mine for lithium-bearing ores may mine such ores for export unless they process that lithium-bearing ore at an approved processing plant or sell it to someone who will. To the extent that lithium ore shall not be exported in its raw form, focus has therefore been on beneficiation for select minerals. The country's lithium and processing portfolio is indeed growing and should be supported. Zimbabwe is among the top producers of nickel, ranking at number 12 in the 2022 global rankings, while the construction of one of Africa's biggest iron and steel plants is nearly complete. Large-scale copper mining, which had declined in Zimbabwe in the late 90s following a slump in copper prices on the world market. However, since 2019, there has been a renewed interest and sizable investments in copper mining, which should see the country substantially boost its copper production in the coming few years. In addition, Zimbabwe holds approximately 12% of the global chrome reserves and has the second largest reserves of platinum group metals. It is for this reason that the country is steadfast on its push for industrialization and for the local beneficiation of its mineral resources as reflected in the National Development Strategy 1, 2021 to 2025. The policies and incentives have resulted in significant investments in the processing of chrome ore, nickel, PGMs, and recently lithium, among others. The strategic objective is for the country to integrate into global and regional value chains and reduce commodity dependence. However, the road has been difficult owing to a plethora of challenges, chief among them limited funding and exploration, outdated machinery and technology, which fed into the export for mostly unprocessed products. For instance, the current funding gap at USD 10 billion continues to grow throughout the entire mineral value chain. The imposition of unilateral coercive measures, UCMs, by some Western countries whose negative impacts have continued to undermine the national modernization and industrialization agenda for nearly 24 years now, has heightened the country's risk profile and impeded access to international capital. At the multilateral level, the exposure and vulnerability of developing and least developed countries continues to worsen, given the polycrisis underpinned by deepening poverty, food insecurity, growing inequality, climate change, and conflict, among myriad challenges. Strong political will from largely countries of the North is needed to tackle these challenges that include addressing developing country indebtedness, fighting UCMs and IFFs, reform of the skewed international financial architecture, and the push for equitable and sustainable trade and development. Strong and effective support for policy space for the structural transformation and industrialization of developing countries is therefore imperative. It is in that respect that we hope that the efforts of the UN Secretary General's panel on CETMs, as well as the United Nations Interagency Initiative on Harnessing Critical Energy Transition Minerals for Sustainable Development, will exert pressure and facilitate the beneficial exploitation of CETMs in developing countries. As I indicated already, opportunities exist in prospecting, exploration, mining development, and mining enablers, mainly the mineral value chain. I thank you, Mr. President.